Well, welcome back. I know I sound a little rough, but me and Michael's getting together today. We
kind of want to give y'all an update of where we've been and what's been going on. Keith's throat's, you know, he preached a sermon this morning, and he's sitting here with us, mostly vinegar and honey gargle. But we're gonna try to share with you guys and get you caught up on where we've been and what's been going on. We don't have a real topic for the day. We're just going to shoot from the hip, and y'all know how much I hate that.
Catching up is the topic.
Catching up. I like mustard.
Yeah.
So since the men's event, we apologize for not having any shows, because we took a little break there, and during some of those, during the break, we found out that the platform that we were using to, generate these shows and get them to where they hit all of the different streams, it was, not working, I guess you could say. And Keith had, he had a new job come up, and he's been busy, so he hadn't had a lot of time to put things together and find a good platform to use. But so he's found one, and I think it's going to be more beneficial not only to us but others, and it's going to give us a bigger platform. We'll see where the good Lord takes it.
Yeah. We need a platform that hits all the podcast sites, whether it be Apple or Google or Rumble. Amazon or Rumble or whatever. And so we were looking for one that allowed for that. And in the meantime, we've had a lot of things come up. Like Michael said, I took a job. He's changed jobs. But in all of that, we've really seen where God has worked through what we've done up till this point with the podcast. And we've had some opportunity to see where he may be taking it. Brother Jeff has gone to Texas, and he's back and forth between Texas and Georgia, and he keeps asking us, hey, when we gonna record again? And
yeah, I had the same thing from Mike Mercer. He up and down the highways wanting to listen to us and participate. So we're trying to get things started back up, and we'll go back and we'll hit some of these past guests, kind of see what's been going on with them, and what's you know, we might have some new folks come on.
Absolutely.
And that's what this thing's all about. But this is pretty much going to be an intro to share with you guys about the or it's an intro for the men's event.
Yeah.
So we had several people come in during the men's event and share, and we want to get those stories out there where other people can relate or hear what God's done, you know, to many folks, and go from there.
Yeah, we want to – well, it was October a year ago. So a year and a half ago almost, that we had the men's event, and we talked it up on the podcast, and we titled it "What's Your Story?" Well, it really brought out a lot of stories. There were stories that weren't even shared on the microphone and recorded that we heard while we were there. And it was out here under the tent at the church, but, what we really want to do is to share those over the next few weeks. And hopefully that's going to be a springboard for the direction that this new season's going to be for the podcast. Michael texted me a little earlier and said, what's the topic? And I really didn't have a topic. And Liz called me and said, hey, I forgot something. I'm in town at the shower. I really need you to bring it. And I said, I'm supposed to be at church. Well, if you leave now. So then I get a text from Michael, and I'm about back, and he was at 1:30 or 4:30. And I said, this is typical, typical. But what I was thinking about on the drive back is I was looking at the trees, the oaks that are budding out and blooming, and the azaleas, and all the different bushes and trees we have around, and the new growth.
It's almost like a new year starting.
Yeah, yeah. And as I looked at that, I thought about this time. Really, we don't know what's coming from this. We've, for lack of better words, we have shot from the hip. And what we found out is that God was helping us to see through our families, through our history, through our legacy. When I went to convert from one platform to the other, I put in our journey. Well, they said that that was taken on the new platform. And I thought about it, and I was trying to think of something. And I had put on the description on the old platform about our legacy, which is the past. A journey is always moving forward, but we also want to remember that legacy. And so I put our journey and legacy. Keep it short, keep it simple, but keep it in line with what we've done so far. And really and truly, our journey and legacy covers anything and everything we'd want to do.
Yeah, covers the past and anything in the future.
That's it. So it's still going to be the same image, the same our journey. But and on the other platforms, I think it'll still come up. But the new platform, it's our journey and legacy. And as I went through this, I was thinking of what doors can this open? And it's been funny over the last few weeks. I've seen several references to doors opening and doors being closed. And sometimes a door is closed, but it's not going to stay closed.
Right.
And that's kind of how Michael's been. Every so often he'd say something to me about a podcast, and it just didn't work out the way we thought it was. We wanted to keep it going even when we weren't, and we'd talk about stuff, but the main goal really is to let our story, our history, our future be written with how God wants to show us through what we're doing. People we're seeing, people we're talking to, our jobs, things that, you know, like I say, I've got a new job. I've been on it a year. Michael's got the new job. And as we talk about these things, we really want to share these things to encourage each other, but also to encourage those that are listening to see what you hear, what you see, what you're doing. And not even just for the ones that's been on here with us, but the ones that are listening, share back with us and let us know what you're seeing, what you're hearing, where God's taking you.
Right.
Because we want to be able to reference things in the show And whether you want to come on or not, it may be.
Shoot us a text.
Yeah. What God's.
Is there a place on this platform for it to leave comments?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, somebody used the comment section.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to use it to the fullest of its ability. There's going to be some things coming out over the next months, years, that we aren't doing right now. It might get into video. We don't know. I mean, I don't know that people really want to see our mugs, but they may.
Well, I don't know.
We don't know. But
it could go in a broader.
A much broader
spectrum.
Than what we've been doing. So that's where we're at today. And as we, the next few weeks, you hear the stories that came out of that men's fellowship.
Right.
We hope it encourages, it challenges. Again, we're sorry. We're apologetic.
We're apologizing. We're not sorry.
We're apologizing for it taking so long, but there's a timing, and we're trusting that it's God's timing that things have happened the way they have.
Yeah.
And
well, we know he's still working. He's working on a lot of different things, a lot of different avenues. You know, with my new position, he's showing me things that I asked for years ago now, months ago, and daily. You know, there's new stuff that comes that he's just proven to me that he's got my back. I know he's doing the same thing for you. But it's an eye-opener for me. It really is, and it's encouraging. So, with that said, what else you want to touch on?
I don't really have anything else I want to touch on, but I do want to say that we thank you for listening, and we hope that you'll enjoy the next few podcasts that are from our men's meeting. There's different speakers sharing their testimony, telling their story, and then we'll come back and we've got another good podcast that we've recorded and a couple of stories from David, but that'll follow up after the men's meeting testimonies and stories are told. Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you for giving us this opportunity, continuing to give us this platform. We just ask you to be with all those that are listening. Let them hear what you're saying through the ones sharing their story. We just ask you to bless everybody and provide us with health and healing, safety. In Jesus' name, amen.